Are you going from doctor to doctor, spending lots of money, and still not getting results? Would you like to know if you are in the healthy spend zone? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist. Call me any Thursday on Station 1 from 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for a free dowsing reading. Find out if you are really healthy at cell level and how you can reverse and improve multiple health conditions before these conditions are found with medical checkups. I look forward to speaking with you, and thank you. Good evening, everybody. Dr. Richard Needle, PhD nutritionist, speaking to you every Thursday evening, and I'm very excited about this evening because I like to start out in the beginning with some things that happen during the week or health information that I get that I feel I should share with the listeners, all new listeners, listeners that have listening to me from the archives. And I wanted to start with a very, very special testimonial, and I have permission from this lady out in Phoenix, Arizona, and she wrote a testimonial that we got this week, and I'd like everybody just to listen carefully, and then people can call in, we can talk about it, ask questions, or certainly I'll get to where you can call in and I will do some free dowsing for you. So it starts out that 2 years ago, I found out I had osteoporosis. My doctor wanted me to go on medication. I was told I had bones of a 90-year-old woman. I was 49 years old. I came home and threw the prescription away. I had always taken supplements. For the next year, I took even more. A year later, I had another DEXA scan. The osteoporosis had gotten worse. I was absolutely devastated. A coworker had told me about Dr. Needle. I was desperate as I refused to take the drugs my doctor recommended for it. At this point, my medical doctor wanted me to start injections. I have been on Dr. Needle's program for a year now. Dr. Needle felt he could at least stop the progression of osteoporosis if I followed his program and with no other additional supplements. I have just had my second DEXA scan. The results were phenomenal. The osteoporosis has stopped its progression in my spine. The disease has not only stopped, but improved in my hips. I recommend if you have any ailment to try Dr. Needle's program. I am a believer. And this is a lady that, that's been with me a year, Julie Reynolds in Phoenix, Arizona. So I wanted to share that with you, and I pass on these testimonials to let you know that the information that I'm talking to you about comes back over and over in a very healing, positive way. People are feeling better. They have more energy. They go back to their doctors, and they're seeing the healing that is taking place. So it is a very thankful, God-given talent, I guess you would call it, or a privilege to be able to pick up information that is not out there in the typical healing and modalities and health modalities. And I wanted to share that testimonial with you, And anybody out there with osteoporosis or osteopenia, and that's the early stages of osteoporosis, and Julie mentioned that that had reversed in the hips from osteoporosis to osteopenia. So I'll be glad to give you a contact. If you can call my office at 1-800-653-1056, 1-800-653-1056, Monday through Friday from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I'd be glad to pass that on. I wanted to also mention something that kind of a weird situation, but it popped up in an Atlanta paper in the obituaries. And what caught my eye was that this was a 59-year-old woman, and she died of cancer. And the story goes that she grew up on a farm, and when she left the farm, she got involved with a co-op here in Atlanta, a health co-op, and helped build and start this co-op, and did a tremendous job in helping to spread the word about alternative healing and holistic healing in the Atlanta area over many, many years. And one of the interesting points that was brought up by her son is that he said that mom left the diet and the meat that she had on the farm and became a vegan or very strict vegetarian and used homeopathy for her healing, the field of homeopathy. Well, I'm not here to tell you or to get into homeopathy. What I'm here to tell you is that this woman's photograph and her obituary was written up, and I doused on her. And what I showed was that the cancer, and I'm preaching about this every week, most all diseases, most all sicknesses, primarily, folks, primarily, not 100%, but primarily are caused by eating the wrong lectins. These are protein substances that are in our food. And this woman, this 59-year-old woman who passed over, had given up chicken, turkey, lamb, veal, all red meat, hamburgers, and philosophically, she believed in eating from the green earth, and I did the same thing several years ago. So this is always attracts my attention because I became a pretty sick fella over a two-year period when I philosophically believe that I should be a vegetarian. Goodness gracious, this was 20 years ago. But biochemically, I'm not. And so no matter how much you believe in the philosophy, and I do too, I don't believe in slaughtering animals, but I'm here to tell you folks that vegetarianism is not necessarily the way to go. It depends upon your genetics. To repeat, it depends upon your genetics. And this God-given gift, I'm able to go in every single individual's body and to let them know for the first time, this 59-year-old woman was extremely low in protein. No surprise. No surprise. Was this a big contributor to her cancer? Absolutely. And so with this program, where we're not just treating a symptom, We're removing the causes, but there is no more guesswork. We're not guessing about what supplements we should be taking. We're not guessing anymore with my program what protein is best for you. We're not deciding on what article we read whether we should eat soy or not. It's good for you, soy is bad for you. It depends on your genetics. One person's food is another person's poison. So I wanted to bring this up because this was just staring me in the Atlanta paper this last few days, and I wanted to share that with the folks this evening. I also wanted to bring up that with one of my patients this week, a new patient, he started talking about and worrying about acid reflux. Now, this is, I say, an elderly gentleman. I am 71, but I don't look or feel like I am 71 years old. This gentleman is 80. And he said to me, Dr. Needle, I've been reading about reflux and hydrochloric acid problem when people get older, and I'm concerned about that with your program. And I said to him, I wouldn't be concerned about it because, number one, the masses of people that are coming into the doctors are being treated with all kinds of drugs. And folks, all medicines, all pharmaceutical drugs have negative side effects. Don't let anybody tell you any different. They can't get into it, and a lot of it is so unproven and is experimental. But the reflux that is being caused is by the digestive tract of people when they get older, getting weaker. And they're eating the wrong lectins. They're eating the wrong foods for their genetics. So they are treating a symptom. What happens is there are a lot of negative side effects to that. With this heartburn, it may go away, but underneath it's irritating the body and causing inflammation and swelling, and later on a disease, depending, folks, where your predisposition is. Depending on what the weaknesses are of your particular blueprint, I cannot overemphasize why I do this kind of work every week, why I keep preaching this. It's nothing to my knowledge out there. And I've asked people, if you know of somebody who's doing this kind of work, please have them contact me. Not only doing this kind of work, but receiving the accuracy, pinpoint accuracy, and healing that takes place in my practice. So I wanted to pass these things on to you and tell you that there is a number that you can call me on the air. It's quarter past the hour, and I am on until for the next 40, 45 minutes. And there's a number you can call. Just tell me who you are and where you're from. 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. What I will do is to do a very brief 3-prong dowsing scan. I'll check your heart. I'll check your arteries. I will check your insulin levels, glucose level, and also, with your permission to check, if you want me to, whether there are cancer cells floating around in your body. Not necessarily that your doctor will pick up if you go and have a mammogram, but at cell level, early stages, and we can do something about that, folks. We can literally turn it around when it's in this early stages. And that's very, very exciting. So I will be checking that, answer any questions about the earlier material that I just went over. And what I want to do is to take, we started this last week, And then I had calls, and it may happen again, and that's fine because I welcome your calls. But I will keep going to explain to you, what is this lectin situation? What are we talking about? Why is Dr. Needle harping on this so heavily? Okay. There is a 100-year-old philosophy, a little more than that now, that has said that there are protein chemicals in food and drinks, and these protein chemicals are called lectins. And folks, if you get on the internet, you're going to find next to nothing about it. However, what I have found is that it works extraordinarily accurate. It is incredible, the changes in people's bodies, the youthing of people, no matter what ages they are, that they are starting to reverse. You don't stop the aging process, certainly, but you can do a lot to slow it up. And if you are resigned, my mama had cancer, my father had heart disease, I'm a dead duck. They died in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 40s. And if you, first of all, if you throw that out, that mantra, you're putting something very negative in it, and what you throw out there will expand. But number two, you don't, from a biochemical standpoint, you are not taken with these genetics and doomed. It's not necessary. You can work with the genetics of your body and do a lot to make you healthier and give you more energy and give you a long, productive life where you are not under lifetime medications and that you are not creating other diseases with these medications, and you're not spending a fortune. And more than that, folks, not just the healthcare fortune, but is it working for people? And we're not treating diseases here. We are bringing about a homeostasis. We are bringing about a balance in the body. And guess what? Listen to this concept. The body will heal itself. The body will heal itself 100% of the time, if you give it what it really needs for its own particular genetics. So let's talk about these lectins. We take a piece of food, broccoli, eat the broccoli, breaks down in our gut, goes into the bloodstream, goes to the cells. You take in the nutrients of that broccoli. Everything goes well for your body. Everything is digested properly, and you are being fortified with nutrients that are working well for your system. The problem is there are foods that are out there that may be healthy for someone else and their genetics, but not healthy for you and your genetics. And this is what I work with. And so when these type of foods come down, they are into your body, they are incompatible with your system. So they go to the cells, and they start to cause an irritation, and they start to cause a inflammation. And where is this happening? It's happening in the predisposition. It may be diabetes. It may be in the prostate, and we can go on and on, osteoporosis. We can go on and on with that. So the name of the game is to limit the foods that are irritating our particular genetics and begin to eat the foods that are healthy for us, not everybody. For you, just you and your genetics. Again, the wonders of being able to pick up vibrations of positive, negative, or neutral in a specific human's body, and it will be extremely accurate. So, we take 500 foods, approximately, and we break them down by categories. So when someone does a consultation with me, we don't sit on the phone for 3 or 4 hours going over every little piece of food that's out there. That's for the individual patient to go and go over and learn what are the right foods for that person, but to understand the big categories. So let's start with the protein. And I mentioned to you earlier this 59-year-old woman who passed over who was extremely protein deficient and thought that she was the healthiest human being around, but she really wasn't. Very sad. Unknowing. And so if you are needing more certain kinds of protein, maybe chicken and fish is good for you. Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's been causing your arthritis. Maybe it's been causing problems with glaucoma. These are just a couple examples that I pick up with the use of the dowsing vibrations. And folks, this is energy medicine. That's what it is. It's vibrational medicine. It's way before its time. And someday there'll be machinery out there. The day will come. I don't know if it'll be in my lifetime. But where these kinds of things will be such an advance, and people will not only be living longer, but they're going to be healthier. What good is it to be living longer if you're not healthy? What good is that? So back to these protein combinations here, that you would understand that maybe you need to focus on dairy products as a primary protein, maybe not. Maybe it's red meat for your particular genetics. Whatever that is, we're going to find out. And I can tell you that all of the low-fat, don't-eat-meat scare that's out there, folks, for a lot of people, it's correct. For a lot of people, it isn't correct. See what I'm saying? One size does not fit all. And that we have to understand that we're all different, and the foods in our body that we react to positively and negatively are the primary causes of what are making us sick. So, what about eggs? Haven't we heard eggs are good for you over the years? Haven't we heard eggs are bad for you? Haven't we read in the latest health magazine that you picked up at the gym that eat egg whites? Well, let me tell you, depends on the individual genetics of the person. Some people will need that lecithin and the fats that are in that yellow yolk and that protein, and others, it's an irritant. This is where I come in and am able to break it down and to explain it, and if you don't get it the first time, we go over until the person understands. This is what's in your best interest. This is okay to eat, and the other foods are causing sicknesses. But the connection, you see, the medical community does not really study nutrition. I don't know if everybody knows that out there, but they don't study it. They are into drugs and surgery. Years ago, they laughed about the connection between what we eat and how healthy we are. And I have friends, my wife and I, we're in our early 70s, and one or both of some of the couples, a lot of them, have cancer now. It's not normal to have cancer. Cancer's going to be number one by 2010 in the world. It's going to be number one cause of sickness and death. So there are things we can do to clear it out and to keep it away, even if we show those genetics that your parents or grandparents had problems with. It's because they were eating the wrong lectins, folks. And if you are repeating that, you're going to have the same problems. Okay. I mentioned dairy products. Some people do not have a problem with dairy products, and other people do. There was a book out on blood type a few years ago, and the philosophy is exactly right on, the philosophy itself of lectinology. The problem is, if I brought type O's and type A's and AB's and B's into my office, every single one of them is going to be different. Every single one of them will have a different food profile. It doesn't go specific enough. So this is very, very specific for just you. No matter what your age is, the 80-year-old fellow that I have that was asking about reflux in Los Angeles, or whoever is out there, it's never too late. Nuts and seeds are a category. They may be highly irritating, and may for one person and for the next person, it's a terrific source of nutrients and fiber. What about beans? You know what's in the bean category? Soy. Soy beans, soy cheese, soy flakes. You want to know why there's such a discrepancy in the studies? And first of all, how can soy be so terrible when Asian cultures do so well with it? You know, hello, tell me that soy is so, with genistein, is so poisonous to the human body. Depends on your genetics. Some people handle it. Some people cannot handle it. And I ought to stop and mention something here. The first time that I do this eating plan, your particular digestion will be compromised. It's very, very, ready? Normal that I find this. It's not normal to have a digestive tract that's compromised. It's normal in the American population because of all of the processed food, eating the wrong lectins, junk food, etc., etc., that these things are showing up. So soy may be good for one person and not the next person. This is what would be determined. So let's move on to oils. If somebody's had their gallbladder removed, they may have trouble taking in the different oils. We've all heard olive oil is so terrific. And let me tell you, let me stop here and give this number again. 1-888-815-9756. 1-888-815-9756. Call me up in the next 20, 25 minutes, and I'll be glad to do that free dowsing for you. So anyway, back to the lectins and what they're doing for our body. The Mediterranean diet, because there is no one diet that's for somebody, some of the medical doctors have picked up on that. Maybe they got benefits from it. Maybe they got real good benefits, and so they start prescribing it to all of their patients. The Mediterranean diet is the best diet out there. Not really, folks. That's a one-size-fits-all. Olive oil is very irritating to some of my clients. Olive oil is not the perfect oil and the magic oil or coconut oil. It depends on your individual genetics. You're going to hear this over and over again. It's a very difficult concept to accept. And you want to know something? The BBS radio show that I'm on, it caught my attention a couple of weeks ago. They say on that program, if it's mainstream, it's not on our program. It's not in our on our stations if it's mainstream. Well, my God, this is not mainstream. This is not even alternative. This is the third choice, going a quantum leap from holistic naturopathic physicians and holistic chiropractors and alternative medical doctors Remember, they're all treating symptoms. They're certainly not getting into this, or are they qualified to do specific dowsing and have it be accurate? You know, when I run into dowsers all the time, and they tell me, I've had a weekend dowsing seminar. I got my dowsing rod, and I'm all raring to go, and I've been practicing. I said, that's wonderful. You better be doing hundreds and hundreds of hours if you're going to do the kind of work that I'm doing, or if you really want to take dowsing serious. Why is that? It is because we are taking our own belief system. You know, I have a doctorate, a PhD in nutrition. And in the early stages of dowsing, my belief system as to what somebody needs is what came up. It's not truth. It's not authenticity. It was my belief system. I thought this person needed more vitamin D. This other person needed omega-3 fatty acids, et cetera, et cetera. Now when I work with people, it is very authentic because it comes through, and folks, this is not me. I am getting this material. My dowsing information tells me it is angels that help me. It doesn't matter. I'm getting help from another dimension, and this is the rare, exciting, healthy benefits for those people who are open enough. And boy, you wouldn't be on BBS radio if you weren't open, because this is the station for all of this kind of information. So again, I'm very blessed about it. So let's go on. We talked about the oils, and I mentioned a couple of them that you may think of best, and that may not be, and it may be, and you won't know. In my particular family, my father died of colon cancer. He was 75 years old. And by the time it was discovered, it was right at the end, and with blood in the stool and so forth. And for a long time, in my early years of studying, I personally believed that my father was having problems with eating kosher foods that had nitrites in them, and that's not particularly a healthy thing, but it created, in my belief systems and the studies I went through, that this was the cause of cancer, and the water was the cause of cancer. But I can tell you that for his particular genetics and mine and my two brothers, all of us have a negative action from grains. Wow, Dr. Needle, I thought that's the staff of life, and barley and oats and rye and wheat, you know, made the world go around. Not for everyone. Here we go again. Not for everyone. Not in my situation. I have two brothers, an older brother and a younger brother. Both of them have had prostate cancer, and one of them has had a mild heart attack as well. And they both eat, and Dr. Needle is somebody who is just your brother. When I can go to my medical doctor, and he will treat me, and I will have my health insurance. Well, guess what? Guess what? You know, thank you, God. I'm very clear inside with diseases. And I say this not to jump up and down. Oh, my goodness gracious. Or that I'm, you know, bragging. I'm not, folks. I'm trying to tell you that you can escape this. To me, it is a foregone conclusion if you look at the millions of people who get diabetes, who get cancer, Alzheimer's, which is getting bigger and bigger, and we can go on and on depending on your predisposition. So if you are willing to spend a reasonable amount of money, you can call my office, which is 1-800-653-1056 during the next week, 1-800-653-1056. I will give you a free mini consultation. I do an hour and a half consultation if you're in my program. But I will be able to first tell you, can I help you? This has been a very big blessing for me because I don't work with anybody that I can't help. And before I start, I ask in the form of a prayer, can I help this person? And once in a while, if something is very advanced, I cannot. And I have a woman who emailed me today who is actually a psychic and a very authentic psychic. And she asked me about her sister-in-law and what was the information that I was picking up. And I said it wasn't very good. She'd had a liver transplant. And she said, I picked up the same thing. Thank you so much, Dr. Needle. So it is a blessing. It is something that can turn things around if they're in early stages. So the people that come to me, and if you call 1-800-653-1056 from 9 to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, I'll be glad to answer your questions, go into more dowsing with you, and tell you whether I can help you. And most of the time, I can help people. The general population out there can be helped because whether it's cancer or macular degeneration or Alzheimer's or osteoporosis, it hadn't gotten to very advanced stages where I cannot help that person when they're that advanced. I wish I could, but I can't. My program is not going to work for people who have very advanced cases. Most of us, gang, are trying to prevent or have early stages of things. So you need to get on board or at least have me check it out if I can work with you. And what my job is to not take you off of all medicines, but if there are medicines that are not needed, and if it's high blood pressure medicine and we can do away with that because your body's going to work properly, and when it works properly, you're not going to have an artificial drug and a synthetic chemical to make the blood pressure normal. So you give me a call during the week, or you can email me info@dowsinghealth.com. And if you want to contact me by email, a time we can talk and get together, I'll be glad to do that. So I'm not charging you if you call tonight. I'm not going to charge you if I talk with you a while and go over your particular situation and let you know if I can help you or I cannot help you. Okay, let's go on. We talked about the oils and the grains, and when I look at clients who I deal with all over the United States and some in Canada as well, they'll ask me, well, Dr. Needle, what about the beneficial foods in here? I see little to none. And the reason is that the digestive tract is compromised. You know, you've got a car that takes premium gas and you're putting regular in it. It's not going to work the way it's designed to work. And so as you work with me, I move you from healing modalities to maintenance. And once you get to that maintenance, it is incredible because you can stay at very high levels of health and you can do away with a lot of the doctors. And guess what? There are times where we need them, and I understand that. You have reconstructive surgery. You have transplants. if you have a heart attack, you can't go and take a multivitamin. And, you know, let's be sensible about it. But the problem is there's so many cases where we don't need them, and we rush to the doctor with antibiotics. We're buying into all of the vaccines that we're told we're supposed to have. Now it's let's prevent shingles. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is that going to cause cancer later on? Whoops. Sorry about that. We forgot to get into that, or we didn't get to that study, or it hasn't been long enough. Oh, we're sorry about that. A hormone replacement therapy where women had heart attacks and strokes and died, thousands and thousands, went years and years with people being relieved in menopause. I relieved menopause with women with natural ways, and they really, really work. And I douse it, and I know it works, or they don't take it. They're not guessing, folks. Every time you walk into a health food store and you think you need more vitamin C because you got a cold, and you think that because you're hurting, I need glucosamine, you know, more than likely, it's not going to work for you. The vibrations of these chemicals have to be in a situation where they are comparable to your vibration. And if they're not, they're not going to work. They may work for someone else, but not for you. And this takes the guessing. No more guessing what your protein is, or do I need a protein shake, Dr. Needle? What about a whey protein? Can I have a soy protein? How many times a day do I need it? Well, you may need it twice a day if you are very, very deficient in protein, and I run into that once in a while. So there are many, many factors that I have to work with, and when we go through this eating plan, it will change later on. What you're getting when you first come to me is a compromised digestive tract, and later on there are going to be categories that maybe have been temporarily held back, and then all of a sudden your immune system is stronger and your digestive tract is working better, and you can have it. It may be 2 or 3 months or 4 months from now, so it's very, very exciting. Let's talk about fruit. This is one of my favorite subjects. Back in the early 90s, yours truly, Dr. Needle, was a Southeastern juice man. What does that mean? Back then, there was the talk about different juices for different health conditions, drinking more carrot juice for people who have cancer and protecting your body, drinking cabbage juice for the gut and digestion. And I can go on and on and on. I had my own juicer. I had my day in the sun, folks. I did the TV and the radio and did all of these seminars and stuff and traveled. And it was lots of fun. But at that time, little did I know that I was creating in some people type 2 diabetes. Creating in some people type 2 diabetes. Why? This is from fruit. The American Cancer Society tells us that we should have 5 to 9 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. Really, God help us if we followed that. God help the cancer in this country if we listen to the American Cancer Society. Isn't that shocking? Am I picking on them? Am I bitter about it? No. What I've learned is that sugar is sugar, folks, whether it's coming from a Hershey bar or whether it's coming from an apple, and whether it's coming from carrots or whether it's coming from a muffin. Sugar is sugar, and it all breaks down to glucose. Fructose is the fruits. And so I don't recommend that people juice. My goodness, what a heresy. I don't recommend that anybody juice anymore. I tell them to eat the foods of God's earth and take the sugar in the way it's supposed to be taken in with that whole food, and that with specific high vibrational supplements that work for that individual's genetics, we're going to get extremely good results. And I have people who are former type 2 diabetics. They're off their insulin. They're off their injections. And so I wouldn't run out and get you a juicer. You may, by guesswork, by guessing, your genetics may be okay. You don't know that. You don't know that. It's all like going to Vegas to find out what our health is all about. You know, health is supposed to be in our own hands. Well, you better have some information that is accurate, or it is strictly the roll of the dice and guessing what you need. So we've talked about, let's talk about some of the vegetables. It was kind of interesting when I first started. I kept picking up negativity in mushrooms for some people. Mushrooms may be very good. They've got real, you know, shiitake, Japanese mushrooms have a lot of healing, to them, but not for everybody. Just like soy, not for everyone. So some people can handle mushrooms, others cannot. And because so much stuff happens at cell level, you don't know. You really don't know what's going on. You may think you do, and you may think that you had something that you ate, and it may be, but it wasn't the food that you thought it was that made you feel funny. I have this with people that have lectins, and you know, negative lectins in dairy products. And they think it's something else, and it turns out it was the dairy product. So this is what my job is to break this stuff down and work through it, take the mystery out of it. And you don't need to do 100% of this eating plan. It's not necessary. If you do at least 80% of it, you notice, folks, tonight I never said that this is a diet. It's not. It's not a diet. It is an eating plan. And if you're sitting there tonight by your computer and you've been going around with different problems in your system, and every time you go to a different doctor, you get a different answer, and the bottom line, as Dr. Phil said, and how's that working for you? So you spend a ton of money. You may have spent a ton of money on supplements. What I'll do, I read yesterday, this is good. My cousin told me about this, a multi-level person called, multi-level marketing person called me and said this is the best thing since sliced bread. And you can go on and on. And it may work for Joe, but not for Sally and Max. And it may work for all three and may not work for any of you. You don't know it. It's strictly a guessing game. And you go through life, to me, with la-la land, thinking that you are being protected because you take a multivitamin. And a multivitamin, in most cases, is synthetic chemicals. And when they are processed, they may be heated. And they took them out of their original nature. So what happens is that they are foreign substances, just like a drug, and the body has to figure out, what am I going to do with this? Am I going to store it, or am I going to get rid of it? And so that's what foreign substances. So the things that my clients are putting into their body are what is vibrationally right for them, and then if we need to tweak it as we go, certainly. And I run in certainly with women in menopausal situations, and I now have an arsenal of things that I can recommend. And if it doesn't work for that person, I don't recommend it, but if it works, it does very, very good work. And, you know, I run into people with the beginning stages of macular degeneration. Their ophthalmologist does not know that they have it. I'm picking it up at cell level, guys and girls. Folks, I'm picking it up at very, very beginning stages. And then in time, with them following the majority of the program, you see these miracles literally disappear. And I'm not making up one thing, and I didn't write this testimonial tonight about osteoporosis. These are the types of things and feedback that I'm getting. So you call my office at 1-800-653-1056. 1-800-653-1056. I know we're going into the Christmas holidays, and for the next two Thursday nights, I will not be on Christmas night and New Year's night, but then I'll be back on. But I'm still available in my office, or even if I'm out of town, it switches where I can pick up my calls. So I don't want you to have to wait till after the holidays. We can at least talk. Maybe you want to wait to start if you, after hearing what I have to go over with you, that you're excited and want to take the program. We can at least get the preliminaries out of the way, and then after the holidays, get started. But we want to start this new year. You know, we've got, I've been telling people, and it's God's truth, and it's just health feel. And it's this particular kind of health. I do not feel any recession in my practice. My practice continues to grow. The reason is, it's a reasonable amount of money. People are getting better and better every day. They can tell it. They don't need me to douse them to show that they are getting better and better. But they'll need proof, many cases, and their doctors in their examinations will let them know that. So it's here. I'm here to help you. I want you to call that 1-800-653-1056 from 9 to 4, Monday through Friday, and leave your message. Tell me if you're on Pacific Standard Time, Mountain Time, or whatever, and I'll get back with you. And then we can talk. And God bless. Have a fantastic holiday. And we'll pick up after the new year. And you call me in between. We don't have to wait until then. Good night and God bless.